Wow. Fuck. Why do they make these stupid jar candles so deep? Nothing says romantic evening like third-degree burns. Oh shit, he's here. Come in, it's open. Hi. Oh, don't be silly, it's just some candles. Don't act like it's all fancy or something. Sit down. Eat. When I told you to come right to my place after work, I knew you wouldn't have time to grab dinner. I guess I wanted to keep you hungry. So, how is it? Do you like? Stuffed rosemary pizza with cauliflower crust. I know you prefer actual pepperoni over mushrooms and hummus. But even if I went a little bit health nut with the ingredients, it's still technically a pizza. Fuck you. It won't kill you. If you think it tastes weird, then just, I don't know, eat faster. I plan to take my time and enjoy our little feast. If you thought the candles were fancy, I'm even using plates this time. And yes, I'm using a fork with my pizza. Because I'm ladylike. You know, if you don't eat your pizza and shut the fuck up, I might have to flog you. Again. Besides, while you sit there and play with your food, I'll share my devious plan with you. I don't know if you have it on your phone, but anniversary date night's coming up. This isn't, like, my way of reminding you to reserve us a table somewhere. This is me laying the groundwork so you don't think I'm weird with my request. And, like, no judgment, right? Your girlfriend's about to give you an easy out for anniversary night. If you think it sounds crazy, you can just swallow your laughter along with that pizza. Okay, here goes. For our anniversary this year, I want to eat junk food. What? You're such a tease. I mean, like, real junk food. And lots of it. No, not the veggie chips. I don't think you're really getting it, okay? Think Thanksgiving, except we do it with fast food. We can go around to McDonald's and KFC and just all the bad places. And then we can pick one thing each from every drive-thru, so we have, like, a sample platter of awful. Yes, I'm serious. You don't understand. Listen, I try to be really good to my body all year, so this would be my ultimate cheat day. And I want to do it with you. Because if you weren't dating me, you'd be eating whatever pizza you want right now. Oh, but wait, this is the really important part. I still want it to be romantic, and I want us to dress up all classy. No, babe, not your good windbreaker. I mean, like, your suit. And then I'll be wearing basically what I have on tonight. You know I don't give a shit if I get weird looks. I'd have no problem standing in line for fried chicken in my corset and my dom dress. I'm not embarrassed. Besides, the kind of clothes I wear, especially these boots, they make me feel powerful. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but it makes me really happy that I can dress confident around you, even when we're out in public like a fast food line. But wait, wait, let me finish. Forget about the food part for a second. I don't think you really know how refreshing it is for me. That I don't have to tone myself down around you. That I can dress like this. Lots of guys just want a cute little girlfriend who will curl up on their arm and bat their eyelashes and tell them how wonderful they are. But you don't ask for that. In fact, you always let me be dominant. In almost every way. So, what if we had a cheat day for that, too? Like, what if, just for tonight, I was your submissive? Oh, I might have something to help you decide. Consider this part of my anniversary gift to you, okay? It's a collar. And for once, it's not for you. In fact, this collar is sized for my neck. If you say no, that's totally fine. The collar doesn't have to mean anything. I can add it into my everyday goth wear. But if you're okay with it, me wearing it for you tonight, then I'd love to try being your little sub. Here. Oh, it fits really well. That's what this collar around my neck means, you know? When you see it, it means I'm your submissive. And that you get to use me however you want. I might be dressed like a dom, but I'm ready to be your submissive little slut. Oh my God, I love this so much. That I can be open with you about this kind of stuff. I love that you let me feel like I'm in control. It's hard for me to give that up sometimes. But I mean it. I'm your submissive tonight. Your little fuck toy. Your horny little bitch. No more icy dom for tonight. You just put me in whatever position you want. I feel safe with you. Plus, if it's too much, I can just use our safe word. It might be the first time I'm the one using it, but I'm ready. So, what do you want to do to me? Where do you want me? Come on, babe, I mean it. Like, I'm your sub, right? So, where should I be? I kinda don't know. So, you're gonna have to show me how to be a good submissive for you. You want me on my knees? Like this? With my hands on my lap? Yes, sir. I can do that. Actually, this is kind of perfect. This can be my good girl position. My hands folded. Kneeling in front of you in my tight black dress and looking up at you with my big blue eyes. Am I pretty enough for you? Do you like my beautiful face all concerned and needy? pouty and ready to be covered in your cum. Please. Yes, sir. I'll be good. I'm sorry, sir. I'll stop trying to make suggestions. Like how you should stroke my cheek and grab my hair. And tell me all the filthy things you want to do to this gorgeous goth body of mine. That is, if you want, of course. Here, I can push my shoulders together to make my cleavage bust out of my top. That way you can see my breasts while you stand over me. Do you like your submissive goth doll thrusting out her tits? Mm-hmm. You want me to stick out my tongue? Yes, sir, of course. Oh. Oh, fuck. That was so rough. You're just grabbing my hair. Wait. Aren't you gonna use my mouth? It's open and waiting for you. You want me to stroke you with both hands? While I stare up at you with my slut tongue out? Oh, fuck. I mean, yes, sir. Am I sticking my tongue out far enough for you? My cute little pink mouth just open for you to use. While I desperately grip your cock, because I need it so bad. You want me to spit on your cock and make it all slick? Yes, sir. Of course. Maybe this is how you should give me your cum. Just spray me while I'm at your knees looking up at you. Tongue out and needy. Presenting myself for you. This is exactly where I should be, right, sir? I could pull my dress down a little for you. Then maybe you could come on my tits. Maybe you could let your goth submissive suck on it. Just a little. Thank you, sir. Do you want to spray my pretty little mouth? So you could watch your load drip between my cleavage? I could even wiggle my butt for you while I suck it. Roll the hem of this dress up so you can get a nice view of my ass. So you can see my cute little black thong. What? Am I being controlling? Well, I guess I just can't help make a few suggestions on what my master should do with me. I'm sorry, sir. If I've been bad, you could flog me for being a disobedient little girl. Yes, sir. Here, I can bend on the back of the couch. Like this. Did you want me to get undressed for you too? Or do you want... Ah! Ow! Hello, dominant daddy. Buck. You're just gonna hold the bottom of my dress in your fist like that? While you... Oh, feels so good. Again, daddy, please. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I guess you're right. I should have been counting. Five? Was that five? Or is that six? Fuck. I need it. Please, sir. Please. I need your cock so bad. Yes. Yes, I've learned my lesson. Just please give me your cock. Please give your good girl what she needs. I'm already bent over for you, wiggling my hips from side to side. Fuck. I can feel your cock head sliding between my thighs. Oh my god, I don't think I've ever been this wet. It's just gonna slide right in, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Sir, would you like your little goth sub to start begging? Oh, you don't get that very often, do you? Hearing me beg? Yeah. Fuck. Please, babe. Please. Fuck. Oh god, it's getting so deep. You're so good to me. Showing me where your cock belongs. Inside me. Fuck. Fuck, it's so good. Oh, you're such a good boy. I'm sorry. Sorry, I meant to call you sir. Fuck, this isn't fair. I can't keep my head clear. Oh, your cock's just throbbing. Every time you push it in deep like that. You can literally feel a pulse when you thrust. Oh, fuck, it's driving me crazy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, good boy. You're such a good boy. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'll be more submissive later. Oh, I know, I just... I need it. I just need my good boy to fuck me. Oh, fuck, yes. Are you close? Oh, babe. Babe, I'm gonna come too. Fuck, please. Please, just a little more. Yeah, grab the back of my corset. Oh, yeah, grab my hips and thrust like that. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Please. Oh, please, please. Oh, I need more. Oh, please turn me around. I'm gonna come, but I really want to see you. Yeah, here. I can sit on the arm of the couch. Like this. Just keep giving me that gorgeous cock. Oh, right there. Just the right height. From here I can hook my ankles behind your back and feel you hit the spot right there. Oh, right there. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. You're such a good boy for me. Please, baby. Please, I need it. Oh, God, I
baby fill me. Just grab my hips and give me all that naughty gum. Oh, yeah. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. Such a big orgasm. Fuck. I can feel you squirting. I'm clenching around you. Oh, I see aftershocks. That's so lovely. Oh, God, you're such a good boy. Come here. Just rest your head against my chest. Yeah, lay against me. Oh, it's rain. Good boy. Fuck. Babe, are you okay? You were okay with all that, right? I know, I suck as a submissive. I didn't mean to go full dom mode, but you just made me feel so fucking good. It felt good for you too? That's good, babe. I mean, I know it did. I can still feel you shaking. It's okay, just lay right here like this. You're such a good boy. I can't promise that I'll ever be good at this whole submissive girlfriend thing, but I'm gonna keep trying for you. Once in a while. I like being a dom. I don't know. But I could be your submissive little goth slut around the house every now and then. Maybe like once a week. But not tonight, obviously. I'm sorry, but tonight you're mine. I just want you to lay here with me. Just lay here and be my good boy.